See, I mean, I was 13 when I came here.
What were your first impressions of Mount Pleasant when you were a teenager?
Well, I visited Mount Pleasant 3 times before we moved here. The first time was a school exit, and there was about 6 of us came up with Kath Rymel, and we sat under the apple tree over at the tennis courts for lunch, and we played tennis on the tennis court. The next outing was I came up with my uncle and aunt and cousin, and this was 49 over the old oval, and we sat there for about 3 hours watching dog trials.
Used to be every year.
I don't know, I can't tell you the month, but and the next time was a night spent at the Totnes Hotel with Mum. We were looking the next morning at the interior of the house that we bought that was on the property, and got out of bed, go to have a wash, turn the tap on up at the Totnes Hotel, and nothing came out. It was like this morning, all frozen. So, but we moved here in January 50, and my sister and I, after the truck was unloaded the night before with all the furniture from Kingston, Mum and Dad went to Adelaide to buy stuff. Sister and I rode our push bikes all the way up to the Anglican Church. We lived about two miles out that way, just out of the town. And thank God we did, because that was the only time I ever saw the chimney of the flour mill.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it was leaning a little bit from memory. I mean, I didn't take much notice, but I can remember it.
I remember it being removed, pulled down.
The second time I went up that way, it was gone.
Oh. And I can tell you who pulled it down, my father.
Yes, exactly. He did.
But, now look, as children growing up here, I was with a few boys that were tennis mad, and often we'd come in here and check with Wally Brocate, are the tennis courts available on Sunday? No, there's a picnic crowd coming up from Holden's or some other place in town. And if that was the case, we got on our push bikes, we'd ride to the top of Palmer Hill or right out through just about to the Sprinkton Road, out through on Glendevon Road, or jumped on our horses and rode through the four sections out into the forest. That was our entertainment, if we couldn't use the tennis courts. But one of the greatest joys, and a lot of people don't believe this, when they brought all the pipes up here on trains, it would be 3 good trains a day, delivering the pipes for the Manum-Adelaide pipeline. And they were lined up beautifully. And you could ride a push bike through, but you had to have your head down, and you could ride right through, just about the width.
One end of the other.
Yeah. We enjoyed that. Never had our heads. We made sure of that, but that was good entertainment. Mm. But coming back, Mrs. Westy lined me up, and I was on the door upstairs for the pictures for probably 52 and 53, and then I got out of it. There was always something to do. There was always something. Friday night's dances, and it was always a thrill when Kimber Nathan used to come in till Ted Rodder to get off the drums and play them. And that happened about 3 times. Mrs. Rodder used to play the piano. They never charged anything. Really real community people. And it had to be Friday night to dance, because Saturday night was picture night. Pictures used to be full.
Mm, oh yes.
If you didn't book for an upstairs seat Monday morning, you have to sit downstairs. That's what it boiled down to. But one other interesting thing, Claire, when your father was the secretary of the Show Society, we were digging up this area for a wash bay for the cattle. When the Frisian Fair came in, wash bay for the cattle, and we dug up a lot of old gas pipeline, you know, the gas that used to light the main street of Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
All those pipes went to the rubbish dump. But I think, didn't Chris Payne get hold of one?
He found a plaque that would have been on the poles for the acetylene gas, yes.
Yeah.
He unfortunately hit it with a mower or something, so it's broken, but I have that here. It's a Mozart plaque that was on, because they made the acetylene gas lamps.
And we were the first town to have street lighting, country town to have street lighting.
That was gas lighting?
Mm. Acetylene gas. There was an acetylene gas plant behind the old institute, which is now up in Showground Road. And that was used to light the main street, and anyone who could afford to pay for it, they could have lighting in their homes.